It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and 12-year-old John Barisi's school day ended an hour ago. But the sixth grader is still hanging out at Zantiki Heaney Middle School, working on a project with seven of his classmates. They're turning a pencil into an electronic noisemaker called a Dradio. By attaching a small speaker and some electronic components to a circuit board, then attaching the whole thing to a pencil, Barisi and his friends can make noise while they draw.
You put your finger on one end, and then you like get really close by touching the tip to the lead, and then you keep going farther, and it will generate different sounds.
Barisi's Dradio isn't finished, so he imitates the sound. The Dradio class is one of several activities geared toward middle school students offered by the Juno After School Coalition. If he wasn't in class, Barisi says he'd probably be at home doing homework. Former city manager and coalition member Kevin Ritchie says after-school programs are one of the best ways communities can keep kids out of trouble.
Youth not in after-school programs are three times more likely to experiment with drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, and so on, bad things.
Ritchie and other coalition members spoke to the Juno Assembly Committee of the Whole on Monday. He says a recent survey conducted by the Association of Alaska School Boards showed 25% of Juno students in grades 6 through 8 had used alcohol or drugs. The coalition did its own survey to see what the typical after-school activities were for students at Juno's two middle schools.
Two out of three reported that they hang out at home or hang out with friends 3 to 5 days a week after school. 49% at Zantiki Heaney, 56% at Floyd Dryden said they were with an adult after school, this is in any capacity, 2 days a week to never.
The After School Coalition formed in 2010 to address a shortage of childcare options in Juneau. It began offering an activity program 2 years ago. The program is called BAM, for Body and Mind. Some of the activities include arts and crafts, junior police academy, archery, and babysitting classes. Ritchie says about a third of Juno middle schoolers have taken part in at least one activity. The coalition is asking the Juno Assembly for $48,500, about half the money needed to keep the program going next school year.
We want to integrate better with the school curriculum. One of the ways we're doing that is working with the Juno Economic Development Council's science, technology, engineering, and math program. We've had some great activities, STEM activities, and we hope to have considerably more next year.
Bernadette Rosano with JEDC's STEM program teaches the Dradio class.
I'm hoping we can expand a little bit more into animation because I know kids really like working on computers and Minecraft is a really big thing.
The After School Coalition's funding request is 5% less than it received from the city this year. The Assembly is facing a $12 million shortfall for its next two-year budget. The group's request will be taken up during the Assembly's budget meetings over the next 2.5 months. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.